the supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans. And I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the all-forgiving, the all-compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Salamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us because we're going to speak about the power of motivation.
I pray to God, my heart, soul and body, every single day. My life with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So pleasing you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 15th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of the month of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and for today we'll listen to chapter Al-Hud, verse 113.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ
And do not incline toward those who do wrong, lest you be touched by the fire. And you would not have other than Allah any protectors, then you would not be helped.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Dear friend, this verse explains one of the most fundamental programs in the realm of social, political, military, and ideological spheres of activity. It addresses all Muslims putting forward a decisive duty. It implies that we should not seek support from oppressors and never rely upon them for such an act, for it causes us to be surrounded by the fire of hell, and we have no one from whom to expect support but Allah.
My life is not the same When I'm too concerned by what they say Why should I wanna have you To doubt you would be the worst mistake Deep inside I know That amidst all the darkness And everything which makes no sense I know that you exist Guides me through my darkest nights Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies Cause I don't need anyone Anything in life But you know I don't need anyone To show me my way No, I don't need anyone But you
As I told you, we are speaking about the power of motivation in this episode of today's special. Motivation is at the root of our conscious thoughts, our emotions and behaviors. The motivational state is a necessary psychological structure that is projected onto the world by the mind. It orients us toward what our hearts yearn for. It provides the basis for experiences of happiness and joy, as well as anxiety and sorrow. It strongly affects our judgments and beliefs about the world. Believe it or not, but you have motivation and willpower within you. You may not know it, but you have already motivated yourself many times in your life. During those times of strong motivation and willpower, you most likely overcame many obstacles.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic that we are going to talk about encouragement in creating motivation. So what is this motivation in a sense, and why should we pay attention to that? Sometimes motivation has been considered as equal to intention. Sometimes something that actually provokes the intention to do something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran has used various methods in order to motivate people to achieve the goal by drawing a good life and showing the way to achieve it. You see, in order to make such an intention, first create the atmosphere for formation of the niyyah or intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings some motivation that is actually gives the flavor to this intention, that is a motivation to make them encouraged to do something and to actually to direct this newly formed intention to a good action. One of the important ways to motivate people to achieve a good life and a desirable goal is encouragement. The encouragement of the Holy Quran have a wide range, both in terms of the words used for this purpose, or in terms of the people who have been encouraged, or finally in the terms of the incentives. And many incentives that I'm going to talk about, or rewards that have been included for the people. It seems that the common point of all of these encouragements expressed in different ways is their motivational aspects. So we see the importance of this concept from a Quranic perspective.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Now in this part of today's special, we look at motivation tips. One of the tips is putting our goal on the calendar. One way to give a boost to your internal motivation is to create some external motivation, a target date, for example. Whatever it is you're aiming to accomplish, put it on the calendar. You may be working toward the goal with a set finish date built in. Examples include preparing for a test or taking a course with a fixed end date. If your goal lacks this structure, you can add it by deciding on a date by which you could realistically achieve your goal. Want to run a 5-kilometer or marathon? Sign up for a race on or near your target date. Considering a degree, research the application deadline and write it down. Aiming to learn a new career skill? Register for a course and set a target date to finish. Having a target date not only helps you stay motivated, it also helps you track your progress. You always know how much further you have to go. This can have a big impact on your performance. Motivational Islamic quotes. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "There are two blessings which many people lose. They are health and free time for doing good." The brutal truth is that when we are free, we are too lazy to get up and do some good. And when that free time is taken from us, we say we are busy. So we are only deceiving ourselves into thinking that we are the victim of time, when in reality we are the victims of our lazy nafs. It isn't easy to beat laziness and be proactive. So here's a dua for getting rid of laziness. Of course, our time is over now, but this dua would be the good ending for this episode of today's special. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from worry and grief, from incapacity and laziness, from cowardice and miserliness, from being heavily in debt, and from being overpowered by other men.
There's a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam that I want to mention, where he speaks about this, how we can learn and teach ourselves these dispositions. He says in this hadith, عَوَّدْ نَفْسَكَ السَّمَاحِ وَتَخَيَّرْ لَهَا مِنْ كُلِّ خُلُقٍ أَحْسَنَ فَإِنَّ الْخَيْرَ عَادَ. He says that teach yourself to always be kind, to be generous, to be nice, to be forgiving. He says, teach yourself, make it a habit, train yourself. And always, he says, choose the good qualities. Teach yourself to always make the good qualities a habit. Because he says, فَإِنَّ الْخَيْرَ عَادَ. Good qualities are habits. They begin as habits until they become second nature. So the Imam is saying that it is possible for you to learn or develop a disposition. And that is through practice, through training, and through making that quality into a habit. Once it becomes into a habit, eventually, gradually, it will become into a disposition. Another beautiful hadith, Al-Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Al-Khuluq manihatun yamnahuha Allah azza wa jal khalqa. He says that good akhlaq, virtues, they are a gift that God gives you. فَمِنْهُ سَجِيَّ وَمِنْهُ نِيَّ. Some of them are سَجِيَّ, meaning you're born with it, genetics, like we said. And others, نِيَّ. No, you have to go after it, pursue it, train, and only then you'll get it. So the narrator, he asked Imam al-Sadiq, he said, فَأَيَّتُهُمَا أَفْضَلٌ. Which is better, the qualities and dispositions that we acquire through birth, naturally, or no, the ones that we have to strive to achieve, the ones that we have to train ourselves to learn. The Imam said, صاحب السجية هو مجبول لا يستطيع غيره وصاحب النية هو الذي يصبر على الطاعة تصبرا فهو أفضلهما. The Imam said that the person that has a disposition through genetics, through birth, he was born with it. He didn't do anything to acquire it. And that's the only, you know, way that he knows, because he was born with it. While the other person who had to go and develop, had to learn, practiced being good-tempered, being honest, being generous, being brave, this person had to undergo pain and had to, you know, needed a lot of patience in order to develop this disposition. And thus, the second one, the Imam says, is better. The dispositions you develop through practice are better than the ones that you're born with, because the ones that you're born with, you didn't do anything. There was no hard work put into the equation. While the ones that you develop through practice, you had to acquire and achieve that through a lot of pain and effort and hard work. So that's why it's much better. It's more valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. What you've just listened to was one episode of today's special under the title of Motivation. So inshallah, we continue speaking about this topic more. Till then, have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello, everyone, and here is an admonition worth pondering upon from the noblest lady of all times, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the daughter of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. You, the servants of Allah, are the ones to maintain His injunctions and prohibitions, as the carriers of His religion and His revelation, and the propagators of His religion among the other nations.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about experiences, life experiences, and the blessings that they bring with them. Imam Ali is been reported to have said, "Experiences are a beneficial knowledge, ilmun mustafad." They're a very beneficial experience. All knowledge is not the knowledge that is contained in books. Experiences that we undergo in life, you know, these are also very beneficial. Also, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported to have said the following regarding experiences to his son, Imam Hassan alayhi salam. This is a part of the very famous letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam sent to or wrote to his son, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, or the advice that he gave him. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, this is contained in the book, in the Nahjul Balagha, the famous book of collection of Imam Ali's sayings, his letters, his sermons, his aphorisms. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "I started teaching you manners before your heart hardened and your mind became preoccupied, in order for you to comprehend with your mind what experienced people have spared you from searching and experiencing. Thus, you were spared the hardship of the search and the pain of experiences." Meaning, Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that I taught you the experiences of others so that you wouldn't have to go through them, and so you wouldn't have to go through the pains of learning these things through the experiences of others. What's more, Imam Ali also has been reported to have said, "Kafa bit tajarib mu'addaban." Kafa bit tajarib mu'addaban. Experiences suffice as a trainer. Experiences that we go through in life, they train us, right? They are a practical means of training a human being, and they, you know, they lead a human being to, you know, become better. And Imam Ali also said, "The worth of a man's opinion is measured by his experiences and his experience." If we want to know a man's opinion, how worthy it is, how valuable it is, we should look at his experience. That's why that when you go to, you know, apply for a job, they don't look at your, they don't simply look at your education, right? They also look at your work experience, how much work experience you have. You know, that's also a good indicator of, whether you are apt for the job you are applying for or not. And finally, Imam Ali said, "Reason is an instinct that is enhanced by knowledge and experience." Reason itself is not sufficient, rather, it should be enhanced and furthered and strengthened by two things. First of all, by knowledge, theoretical knowledge, and second, by practical knowledge or experience. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at life experiences in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra' بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we have again, alhamdulillah, some of the students of Sevier International School with us in this session. And before we start the class, let me say hello to each of them. Salam, Hussein Ruhullah, and how are you?
Salam alaikum, sir.
Salam, salam.
I'm fine, how are you?
Oh, thank you. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Welcome. And Hassan Nasrullah, how are you doing?
Salaam alaikum, sir.
Salaam alaikum.
I'm fine, sir.
Okay.
How are you?
That's great. Thank you so much. Welcome. So, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we really recommend you stay with us till the end of the session. Inshallah, you will benefit and we all will benefit from the verses of the Quran Kareem. So, Brother Hassan and Hussein, today, inshallah, we'll be working on Ayah 58 of Surah Al-Baqarah. And I really want everyone who are listening to us, brothers and sisters, grab your Quran and go to Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 58. Inshallah, we'll be working on this ayah. And make sure you stay with us till the end of this session. Before we start, let's listen to this ayah once everyone.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَٰذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, nice recitation. I loved it. How about you, brothers?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. So now I will be reciting and make sure you listen and repeat after me, all right? And brothers and sisters who are listening, please listen, okay? And repeat after us. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وإذ قلنا ادخلوا هذه القرية فكلوا منها حيث شئتم رغدا
وإذ قلنا ادخلوا هذه القرية فكلوا منها حيث شئتم رغدا
فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا
فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا
وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نغفر لكم خطاياكم
وادخلوا الباب سجدا وقولوا حطة نغفر لكم خطاياكم
أحسنت ما شاء الله وسنزيد المحسنين
وسنزيد المحسنين
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Thank you. Thank you, brothers. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا دُخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ That Qariya, when Prophet Musa alayhi salam and his nation, okay, were there, and Allah Almighty were telling them that وَإِذْ قُلْنَا دُخُلُوا When we said, enter this town, that town was Jerusalem, okay? Or Palestine, okay? Jerusalem. And فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شَئِتُمْ رَغَدًا and eat thereof freely whensoever you wish. Okay, whatever you want, go and eat, okay, in that qariya, in that town. وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا, and enter the bab, the door, okay, the door of the masjid of Baytul Maqaddas, okay, Baytul Maqaddas, okay. وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا, while prostrating. This prostrating here means while you are giving thanks to Allah Almighty, okay, that has given you a new chapter of life, that has given you like a new beginning or a new place, okay, to live. وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ, and say حِطَّة. حِطَّة means forgive us, okay, and make tawbah while you enter. نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ, if you say this, we will forgive you your mistakes, we will forgive your inquiries, okay, and the mistakes. وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and soon we will enhance the virtuous, okay? We will extend, for example, or expand the thawab, the rewards of those who are muhsinin, those who are the right doers. One thing here I have to mention, in the next ayah as well we have, Allah Almighty told them to say hitta, right? While prostrating, they have to say hitta. In the next ayah we'll read that, unfortunately, they didn't listen to Allah Almighty. They changed the word of hitta to hinta. Hitta to hinta. They said another word, okay? Then Allah Almighty sent them azab, okay? Why? Because they are changing the rules of Allah Almighty. Whatever Allah Almighty says to them, they do not listen. They do whatever they want. So, of course, they deserve punishment. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغار حراء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran. اقرأ
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
That's my point. The explanation of this ayah, it's too much, okay? We don't want to enter. We really want you to refer to the Tafsir book. Now, the Tajweed rules, which are our main topic, we'll focus on. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا دَخُلُوا, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا دَخُلُوا, قُلْنَا أَلِفْ مَدْ, right? Yes?
Yes.
And then the next word starts with?
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا دَخُلُوا,
Hamzatul Wasl.
Yes.
The next word starts with Hamzatul Wasl. You remember the rule that when we have Alif Mad, Waw Mad, or Ya Mad, simply Harful Mad, plus Hamzatul Wasl, do we have to produce the do we have to still prolong the sound of Harful Mad? قُلْنَا, because we have to skip Hamzatul Wasl.
Yes.
قُلْنَا دُخُلُ. Is that right?
No.
We have to skip this mad sound.
Yes.
We have to put it like a short a, e, u sound. قُلْنَا. Not na. قُلْنَا دُخُلُ. Right? قُلْنَا دُخُلُ. Make sure. The rule says this. If we have harful mad plus Hamzatul Wasl. Here, if you want to skip Hamzatul Wasl, okay, you want to join the words together, so of course you have to skip Hamzatul Wasl. So in this case, you do not have to prolong the sound of Harful Mad.
Yes.
Say them with short vowel sound.
Yes.
That's it. That's the rule, okay? And Dal has a sukun on the top. So it means you have to produce a bouncing sound or kind of tickle it, okay? Tickle it, it will jump up, okay? So, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا دَخُلُوا, Hassan, read it. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا دَخُلُوا,
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا دَخُلُوا,
أحسنتم. Now, the word starts with Hamzatul Wasl. If you start with the word أُدْخُلُوا, that I said already how to pronounce it, so because the third letter has a dhamma, the Hamzatul Wasl, if you want to start from this word. So the Hamzatul Wasl will be assigned with
Dhamma.
Dhamma. Udkhulu, right? udkhulu. But because you join them together, wa idh qulna with udkhulu, so hamzatul wasl will be skipped. Wa idh qulna udkhulu hadhihi al-qaryata, hadhihi al-qaryata fakulu minha, nun sakin plus ha, fakulu minha. What rule is applied? Merge, change, hide, no rule.
No rule.
No rule is applied. Why? No rule is equal to idhar. Idhar is applied. We mean there is no change, there is no hide, there is no merge. So it's called idhar. Because ha is from the throat letters. Minha. Haythu shi'tum ragadan. Ragadan. Tanween. Plus, next word starts with waw. Tanween plus waw tells you to apply the rule.
Tanween plus waw.
Waw is from your malun letters.
You merge.
Yeah, merge them. The rule, idgham. Idgham with ghunna or without ghunna?
With
nasal sound or without?
With.
Ragadan. Read it, Hussein.
Ragadan.
Ghain is a heavy letter. Ragadan. Two heavy letters. Ra, ga, da. Ragadan. Do it.
Ragadan.
Ahsantum. Next, wadkhulu. Hamzatul wasl. Skip it. Dal, qalqala. Bouncing sound. Ragadan. Wadkhulu al-bab. Again, the example of mad letter plus hamzatul wasl, we have wadkhulu al-bab, right? Hassan, do you see that? Wadkhulu al-bab. Now you have to skip that hamzatul wasl. You have to say wadkhulu al-bab. Now we have u sound. Wadkhulu waw mad. Two counts, yeah?
Yes.
U, not u. U. So here, because you have hamzatul wasl and you skip hamzatul wasl, you have to also skip the mad of u sound. Put a dhamma only. Wadkhulul lul, not lul ba. Wadkhulul baba sujjada. If you stop here, sujjada, tanween, fatha will be changed to?
Alif mad.
Alif mad. Sujjada. Instead of saying sujjada, sujjadan, sujjada. Waqulu. If you do not stop, if you continue reading, so of course, tanween fatha plus waw. You merge them.
Yes.
Sujjadan. Okay. Waqulu hittatun. Tanween dhamma plus noon idgham. Hittatun naghfir lakum khatayakum. The baby jim on the top tells you you can
stop.
Stop or continue. Both are allowed.
Yes.
Both are the same. Wasanazidul muhsinin. That's all in this ayah. So there is no other rules, okay? The important rules we just mentioned. Make sure, inshallah, you practice and also listen again to our today's session if you didn't know any of them. So practice, inshallah, for the explanation. We said we didn't have much time, so you refer to the Tafasir book because there are long explanations. Thank you so much. Stay with us, please, in the coming sessions as well. We'll be here with you, inshallah, at the same time. Once more, I give thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Thanks, Hassan and Hussein, for being with us today. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajjil faraja.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا
به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
هيهات مع ذلك الظن بك ولا المعروف من فضلك ولا مشبه لما عملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك
Dear listeners, we have reached this part of the Divine Kumail supplication to be discussed. ولا مشبه لما عاملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك Nor is it similar to the goodness and kindness you have shown to those who profess your oneness. The embodiment of muwahideen, as we concluded in the previous episodes, are the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And now what we are meaning to say is that they are the pillars of the heavens and the earth. If the heavens are firm in their positions, if the earth is stable within its movements, if the world beings and those living on the earth are safe, it is all thanks to the Ahlul Bayt, their spiritual light and their favor as they themselves have referred to it. Obviously, only those having a pure heart and righteous deeds believe this concept. Only the true Muwahideen, to whom Almighty Allah shows His goodness and kindness based on this part of the Kumail supplication, will be able to believe. In this relation, Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, Inna Rasulullah Babullah alladhi la yu'ta illa minh. Surely, Allah's Messenger is Allah's gate through which only one can enter, and the path of Allah through which only one can reach Allah. وَسَبِيلُهُ الَّذِي مَنْ سَلَكَهُ وَصَلَ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلِ وَكَذَلِكَ كَانَ أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ Amir al-Mu'minin is too, as such, the same after him. وَجَرَى لِلْأَئِمَّةِ وَاحِدًا بَعْدَ وَاحِدٍ The same is true for the Imams, one after the other. جَعَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَرْكَانَ الْأَرْضِ أَنْ تَمِيدَ بِأَهْلِهِ Allah has made them pillars for the earth, so that it will not shake its habitants. In this regard, also Imam Zainul Abidin introduces themselves, saying, We are the ones for whose sake Allah holds the earth firm. نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بِنَا يُمْسِكُ اللَّهُ السَّمَاءَ أَنْ تَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ وَبِنَا يُمْسِكُ الْأَرْضَ أَنْ تَمِيدَ بِأَهْلِهَا بِنَا يُنْزِلُ الْغَيْثِ بِنَا يَنْشُرُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَيُخْرِجُ بَرَكَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَوْلَا مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنَّا لَسَاخَتْ بِأَهْلِهَا The earth would swallow its inhabitants if it were not for us living on the earth.
And how can the gods of hell threaten him when he calls out to you, my Lord? And How would you abandon him therein when he has faith in your grace to set him free? Alas, that is not the concept of you, nor has your grace such a reputation, nor does it resemble that which you have awarded by your kindness and generosity. To those who believe in your unity, I definitely conclude that had you not ordained punishment for those who disbelieved in you, and had you not decreed your enemies to remain in hell, you would have made hell cool and peaceful, and there would never have been an abode or place for anyone in it.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So it is by following the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam, dear listeners, that we will reach this station of being a true muwahid. We have to learn our monotheism from them. This is and has been the first and foremost invitation part of every prophet coming to the earth. It is by following the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt that we'll be safe from the punishments of the Almighty Allah. This is exactly what the Divine Kumail supplication explicitly mentions. Hayhat, ma dhalika dhannubik? That kind of punishment is not the kind of punishment that is expected of you. Walal ma'roof min fadlik. That is not well known of your bounty. This is not how you treat with the ones who profess to your oneness. And in this regard, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said, "An-nujumu amanun li ahli as-sama." The heavenly beings feel safe and secure with the stars. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَتِ النُّجُومُ ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ. Whenever the stars disappear, the heavenly beings leave too. وَأَهْلُ بَيْتِي أَمَانٌ لِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. He goes on and says, my Ahlul Bayt too make the earthly beings feel safe. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ بَيْتِي ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الْأَرْضِ. Whenever my Ahlul Bayt leave, the earthly beings will leave too. This is what Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam introduces. He says, نَحْنُ بَيْتُ النُّبُوَّةِ وَمَعْدِنُ الْحِكْمَةِ. We Ahlul Bayt are the household of prophethood. We are the source of wisdom. وَأَمَانٌ لِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. We are the safety for the earthly beings. وَنَجَاتٌ لِمَنْ طَلَبْ. We are the salvation for those seeking salvation. So, this is what we will achieve by following, by adhering to the Ahlul Bayt. Firmness of the heavens and stability of the earth are due to the spirituality and favor of the Ahlul Bayt, the origin and the source of Almighty Allah's mercy. Their heavenly assets, their spiritual power, belong solely to them. No one in heaven or on earth is equal to them in ranks, yet with this entire asset to their credit, they are humble. This is what we have to learn from them. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website,
at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through
our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page, where welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Noor Muhammad Pur. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. My pleasure.
So today we want to talk about the occultation, or the major occultation of Imam As, Imam Mahdi, and the benefits of this Imam when he is living in absence. We know that according to the Shiite beliefs, Imam As had two occultations. Number one was minor one. Yeah. And then from 70 on, he has went into a kind of major occultation. He was in touch with four special representatives. And still, according to Shiite beliefs, he is in occultation. Now, what is the benefit of an imam in occultation, Shaykh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that the meaning of occultation, I think in the beginning we should make it clear for our audience, what does it mean, Imam went to occultation? You know that Ghaybatul Imam means that Imam Mahdi, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, living among people, you know. But unfortunately, some people, and we can say most of the people, cannot recognize him as the last savior of humanity, and actually as, you know, the guided imam, because of their, you know, actually committed a lot of sins, or then the noob. And because of that, because of these immense sins and evil deeds that many people, unfortunately, they're committing, they lost the opportunity of recognizing Imam al-Mahdi. So,
yes.
Actually, in other words, we can say that the occultation and ghibah of Imam al-Mahdi is because of us.
Yes.
Not because of the kind of shortcoming of Imam al-Mahdi, peace and blessing of
That's
Allah
right.
be upon him. So, this is a meaning of ghibah. And actually, because of that, you see that the benefits of Imam al-Mahdi is a lot. You can, if you go to the meaning of imamat,